Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
It's a sunny morning in the forest of interior Alaska, just south of Fairbanks. A cow moose has just given birth to twins, and the two wobbly-legged little calves are blinking in the sunlight as their mother licks them. She's wearing a radio tracking collar, and she's part of a moose research project. Late May is the peak of moose calving season in interior Alaska, and in 2020, biologists are flying and locating cows with radio collars. They're monitoring pregnant cow moose and tracking the percentage of cows giving birth and their age of first reproduction. Cows giving birth at a later age indicates nutritional stress, a sign that the population may be too large for its food source. Biologists also note the percentage of cows having twins versus single calves. More twins suggests better habitat quality and more food for those pregnant moose. In general, research indicates that moose populations with twinning rates of less than 10% are nutritionally stressed. Rates greater than 20% indicate good quality habitat that can support more moose. In this area, twinning rates averaged less than 10% from the 90s until the early 2000s. But since 2012, elevated twinning rates have been documented, suggesting that the condition of the population is improving. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford.